Why has the usage of the movable property collateral registry been low in Kenya?
The usage has been very low in Kenya simply because of a lack of awareness, both from the lenders and also from the borrowers. So the Kenya Bankers Association and the banking industry as a whole are trying to enhance this kind of awareness through this kind of forums.
Which items can be used as collateral under the collateral registry framework?
In the past, the movable properties were governed by the Chattels Transfer Act, and it was quite limiting on the number of identified movable assets that could be used. It was mostly you'd look at crops, you'd look at wool, you'd look at motor vehicles, machinery. But the MPSR has widened that scope. So now it has brought in even intangible assets like receivables, and it has also widened on the movable assets, the tangible ones. Now we have the same as the Chattels Act, the motor vehicles, the machineries, but now you also have livestock included, and also crops. All those have been included now.
Which are some of the benefits of the collateral registry from a banking industry perspective?
For a bank, the first thing, the fact that the scope has been widened, now there is some legal backing when a bank is taking or a lender is taking securities for a particular asset that is identified. So that helps bank extend credit to SMEs who have a wider range of movable properties. That's the first thing. The second thing, it makes it easier for banks and lenders to register an interest in a particular asset. It's an online system. You just simply give a notice and that asset is protected against third parties. And it also makes it faster for banks to be able to extend credit to SMEs. And also because there are a lot of SMEs without movable properties, the scope is increased, which means now you have a bigger pool of clients who you can extend credit to. Those are the main advantages of this act.
What is the percentage of BOA loan book under the Movable Property Security Rights Act? What are some of the assets you hold?
For BOA, we are at about 10% of our loan book is under the MPSR. And here we're looking at collateral such as motor vehicles. We're looking at bank deposit figures, which you also register. We're also looking at inventories and machinery. And also, the Act includes debentures. So when you're trying to take a collateral over the general assets of a company, which in the form of a debenture, that debenture now is registered under the MPSR. So that too is part of what we take as Bank of Africa.
What is the total amount of loans taken from the Central Bank of Kenya's 2019 report?
CBK did a survey. I think it was in 2016, if I'm not wrong, just to see how the lenders are incorporating movable securities. And from that survey, it indicated that about 43.5 billion of lending is via movable securities, movable assets.
How does the Movable Property Security Rights Act benefit MSMEs from the banking sector perspective?
Okay, benefit for SMEs, one is that now you have a wider range of assets that you can use as security. As you know, most of these SMEs don't have what we call immovable securities like land. So they would have maybe a vehicle, they would have stocks, they would have inventory or receivables due to them. All those now can be used as security, which makes them able now to access credit using those movable assets. The other thing also that this act comes with is the possibility of an SME getting credit cheaper. So they'll be able to get facilities at better pricing. And the other thing is the speed at which these credits can be extended to the SMEs. Because of the ease of registering an interest on a particular collateral, it makes it much, much easier and quicker for a lender to extend a credit to an SME.
What is the banking industry, through the Kenya Bankers Association, doing to enhance the usage of the Movable Property Security Rights Act to facilitate access to credit?
What Kenya Bankers Association is doing is holding more and more educational chats through forums like this kind of chat talks and other social media forums. They also have a lot of literature on this. If you go to the website of Kenya Bankers Association, KBA, you're able to download a lot of literature educating the public on this. And on the part of banks, apart from educating their clients, they're also developing products where you can now be able to extend credit based on movable securities. And that in a way is, when you start selling those products to clients, in a way you are also educating those particular clients that you cannot take facilities based on this kind of movable securities. So all that is a combined effort just to create awareness on this.
And finally, what is the Bank of Africa taking in as movable assets within the confines of the Movable Property Security Rights Act?
For BOA currently, what we're taking is we're taking motor vehicles simply because it's very easy to identify the asset because of the registration numbers. We're taking machinery, which again, because of a serial number, you're able to identify pretty easily. We also take inventories, and we are also taking debentures of our assets of businesses, basically companies. So all those is part of what we're taking. There's also possibilities of taking receivables, especially for contractors. If the sums due to you when you do a particular job, those receivables can be part of the security that we can take.